Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you're with us. We've been talking about the agape love of God and growing in that and maturing in that and walking in that and how important that is, because that's what we were designed for. We were designed by God to live and walk in His agape love, His unconditional love. And so we've been really dissecting that and looking into that, and I'm being helped by it. It's really helping me. You know, last week we talked about this word endurance, and love endures all things. And so the word endure, remember, it means hupomeno, the Greek word. And that means under. Hupo means under. Meno means to remain. You remain under whatever it is you're going through. You stay put till you get to God's will. You see that? You're in a trial, right? Here's a good example. The three Hebrew children. They were in exile. They were in a place where they didn't really belong. We're all in exile. Nebuchadnezzar built a statue of himself and said, I want everybody to worship this statue. They said no. Said, we're not going there. He says, well, I'm going to throw you in a fire. That represents a trial. I'll throw you into the fire because you're not going to worship this other god. So he throws them in the fire, and then Nebuchadnezzar stands back. It's so hot, and he looks in there. He says, it looks like there's a fourth one in the fire. Looks like the Son of God was in the fire with the three Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So he's in that fire, and then they come out. They didn't even smell like smoke. They were in a trial. But they didn't bow down. They stayed true to what they believed. They said, we won't bend, we won't burn, and we won't bow. They didn't say that, but I'm saying that. So they came out and don't even smell like smoke. Nebuchadnezzar was a very wealthy man, had everything, everything. That's why everybody worshiped him. But he didn't have what they had. You see that? He didn't have what they had, a belief and faith in their God. He didn't have that. But they demonstrated it in a way. When he saw that, he said, we're going to worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because they went through the trial, and they came out not even smelling like smoke. And everyone gave their, in that time, gave their heart to God. Shadrach and Meshach and King Nebuchadnezzar said, this is the God we're going to worship. He came to God. You see that? He was rich, he had everything, but he didn't have what they had. You see that? That's the kind of faith we need to have. We're going to go through trials. People are watching us. I want to be somebody you can count on, don't you? No matter what you go through. You see, faith doesn't insulate you or immune you. It's not like an immunity against problems or difficulties. It's not. You know, I got a pastor friend that had got three booster shots. And the last booster shot, the nurse asked him, well, have, and he said, well, I've had COVID three times, even though he got the vaccine and got the three booster shots. But you see, he had it and he got it, but the symptoms were mild, were very mild. We see, that's the way faith is. Faith works through the agape love. We're going to go through hardship. You're not going to avoid hardship and pain and struggle. But the symptoms are going to be mild. Because people without faith in Christ, they wig out. They commit suicide. They run. Are you listening to me? But people in the faith, the symptoms aren't near as bad as people outside of the faith. Am I making sense? And that's what faith does. Faith works through love, the agape love. Galatians 6:7. We're going to go to our scripture reference in 1 Corinthians 13:8, and we're going to read our vision, and we're going to read our scripture reference, and we're going to get started today. And I'm glad you're here. All right. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. Here's where we are. Remember, last week was 1 Corinthians 13:7. Love endures all things. Then here it is. Love never fails. This is the agape love. It never fails. You can't do anything to stop God from loving you. Did you catch that? You can't do anything to stop him from loving you. And you know what? And he doesn't love you any more than he does me. And he doesn't love me any more than he does you. He loves us all the same in the agape love. If you're on death row, he loves you. You see that? If you're in a hospital bed with a disease, he loves you. No matter where you are, if you're in the middle of a divorce, he loves you. And that love is the kingdom of God. And where that love is ruling and reigning, you got power. Are you catching this? And you're going to make it no matter what you go through because of his love. Is this making sense? I'm not talking about a cliche, oh, I love you. I'm talking about God's love. You see that? God's love. The agape love. Now, let's look at this. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. But his love never fails. So, that's the kind of love I'm after. And that's what we all should be after. That's what we long for. That's what we long for, because that's what we were created for. The agape love. So, all right. I'm going to share with you from Psalm 67. You see, remember, God created us for this agape love. And when God created you, he inaugurated life to be integrated. Did you catch that? That's where we get the word integrity. In other words, how I am spiritually affects how I am emotionally. How I am emotionally affects how I am relationally. How I am relationally affects how I am professionally. Did you catch that? So, this agape love, when you're in it, that's your spiritual heritage to stay in that. And what we have to learn and grow in it. Amen? Does that make sense? This is what we want to do. We want to grow in this love because it never fails. This is the way we want to be people others can count on. Amen? That's what we want to be. We want to be people others can count on. So when they bump into you, they may be having a bad day. They may be meaner than a snake. But you've got some agape love for them. Your response is going to be healthy and graceful and merciful. It's going to cause them to say, wait a minute, not everybody treats me this way. See that? Not everybody I've bumped into a lot of people. They don't treat me like you do. That's because you're giving them a response out of the agape love. Is this making sense? That's why he says, love your enemies. You can't do that without agape. You can't bless those who persecute you and despitefully use you without the agape love. Amen? So now look at this. Psalm 61 or 67:1. I did a video probably 12 minutes long on the night before Thanksgiving. And it's on Facebook. And I did a little teaching, and I just was, this is a prophecy. This is a, I'll give you a little backstory about this psalm. This psalm is a prayer for Israel. Because Israel, at the time of this psalm, was worshiping the one true God. See that? All the other nations were worshiping false gods. But Israel, at this time, was focused on God. And this prayer is really prophetic. It's the way we're supposed to be. You catching this? Now let's look at this. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. You see that? Cause his face to shine upon us. You know, your countenance demonstrates a whole lot and communicates a whole lot about where you are spiritually. If you're walking around with a smug and a smirk and a woe is me, that's going to show up right there on your face. You see that? God wants our face to reflect him. You know what his nature is? Joy. Joy. He says we'll take on his nature and escape the corruption that's in this world through lust and deceitful desires. You see, when you're connected with him, you got you something. You see that? You got something. You know, I can't help but repeat this. You know, Donita went back to work after our little trip to Colorado. And, you know, I think we were off 6 days. She goes back to work. And one of the engineers said, you know, you're going to have to take the drug screen over. See, they give people a drug screen before they hire them there at their place where she works. And she says, well, what are you talking about? He says, you're too happy. You're too happy. There's something, you're on something. You see that? That's because it shows up. See that? It's because something's going on in her heart. Are you listening to me? There's a joy. Happy. We should be the happiest people on the planet. You ought to show up here with a truckload of joy. You know what? Our lives, your lifespan is, they did a study. Your days are 27,375. That's the average lifespan of people in America. 27,375 days. Now, I'm already over 25,000. So, man, look at that. Yee. But what, you know what? That tells me, Tim, I'm going to be happy. Are you with me? I'm going to spend the rest of my days happy. Because that's what God wants. He wants you to have joy. He wants you to be somebody others can count on. Because not everybody's happy. A lot of people don't have joy today. And I don't care where you go, you'll see that. That doesn't mean you're better. That just means you know something. And we're going to talk about it today. Now watch this. Give me the next verse, if you would. That your way, that your way may be known on earth. See, when you're happy, that's his way. See that? When you're happy, that's his way. He's saying, show everybody. I want you to make it known on earth. We're in exile. We're citizens of heaven. It's coming through here, right? Show them joy. Joy is an attribute of God's kingdom. When you have joy, you got strength and power in your life. And it's also a way marker, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all the nations. Now look, remember the word salvation is taken from the word salvage. Salvage. I remember, I always think of India when I think of this word salvage. We'd be in India and we'd see children on top of waste and trash piles, maggots and just trash, rummaging, children rummaging through trash to find something of use. And when they did, they would put it to use. That's what the word salvage means, to take what's wasted and put to use. You see, Kendra testified last night. Kendra Flint testified last night. Yeah. Testified last night. I love her testimony. She talked about being addicted to drugs and all of her past. And I mean, people don't get over that. People don't get beyond that. I mean, she's full of generosity. She's full of love. That's all. When I think of her, I just think of joy. She's a marker. Am I making sense? She's been here 5 years and she ain't, I mean, heroin? Come on, folks. What was being wasted, now put to use. Are you listening to me? That's because when you get in his way, now something's happening. Salvation. Oh, that's just how it is. Now all her kids are coming back. She's got access to all of them. Are you catching this? I'm telling your story. It's okay. I know she's okay with it. But you see, this is the way it is. When we understand this, you fight to get to the way and to stay in the way. His way. Now watch. Give me the next one. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Now, just stop here for a minute. This word praise is the Hebrew word toda, or yada, Y-A-D-A-H, or toda, T-O-D-A-H. It means thanksgiving. There's your Thanksgiving message. Thanksgiving. It means thanksgiving. It means appreciation. Appreciation. So when I'm praising God, I'm giving God appreciation. I'm giving him thanksgiving. I'm thankful for what you're doing in my life. He says, all the people. You see, we're supposed, our lives, when people see our life, it ought to be a demonstration that I'm grateful and thankful. And I appreciate God. You see that? It ought to be on your life that they see it. And us together, they ought to be able to see, when they walk in here, they ought to feel something different up in here because of yada, praise. We're going to be people of praise. Am I making sense? That's the way we're supposed to live our life. And when you're a person of praise, it shows up on your countenance. It shows up and it has power. But if you're disgusted, broke, busted, and disgusted, that's because you got to learn how to praise God. When you get in his way, he's going to take care of you. Am I making sense? Now think about this. Give me the next one. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. There's joy. Joy is a mark. Joy is a mark of God's people. Now look. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth, Selah. Remember the word Selah means to pause and think about that. Pause and think about that. Oh, sing for joy. We ought to be happy. Amen? Now, this is what he's saying. That this is what God's people. Because we worship the true God, Jesus. Is this making sense? And folks, this is our lives ought to be a demonstration of this. Now look, Give me the next one. Let the peoples praise you. Oh, Toda, Yada, oh God, let the peoples praise you. Now watch. What's the next one? Then the earth shall yield her increase. You know what he's saying? The earth is producing. In that area where they were worshiping the true God, crops were formed. Their rain, they were being taken care of. Food. You see that? Food, they were being taken care of. Am I making sense? Right in the middle of all that mess around them, they were provided for. And that's the whole idea about God. You are going to be provided for. When you give God praise and you make his way known here on earth, he's providing for you because you're his child. Now watch this. Give me this next one. Verse 7. God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So in other words, God is going to make known that his people are taken care of and others are going to fear God, respect and honor. That's what that word fear means, to respect and honor God because of you. Your witness says, your witness here on earth says that God is worth everything you're putting into it and you're worshiping him. And your witness is a witness to the world that our God is a good God and our God is going to take care of us and our God is watching over us. Amen? No matter what you're going through, doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. Doesn't mean you're not going to go through things. He's with you and he's going to take care of you. Now, so the context behind, remember I told you that Psalm, Israel was the only people that worshiped the true God. All the other nations had their own gods. The prayer, this prayer is that in seeing the true God care for Israel, the other nations will come to know God and his way. See, that's the way it's supposed to be with us. All people, community, ought to say, boy, they're doing something over there. Those people go there. Those people, there's something, they got something. You see that? Because when you're connected and you're walking in it, you can't help but show it. Am I making sense? You won't be able to help it. It just shows up. Making sense? Loretta's a good one to watch. She's a little fireball. Taking care of her husband, going through a very difficult time, full of joy. Full of joy. That's one word, if I describe Loretta, joy. It's not based on how great things are and their new car and all this, no. It's based on who she is with the Lord. See that? And it's infectious. I'm just saying there's people, I see a lot of people that live this way. This is important. Am I making sense? All right, you're going to get something out of this. Let's look at this. Go with me. Go with me to Proverbs 21:16. Before we go get into this, in Isaiah 40, the prophet Isaiah prophesied for this time that we're in. He said, prepare the way of the Lord. Who? Who? Who's supposed to be doing that? You and me. We're the ones that's supposed to be prepared for the way of the Lord. You catching that? You and me. Remember the word prepare? It's like when concrete is prepared, you can back a truck up on it and it won't leave an impression on it. But when it's not prepared, you back a truck up on it and it leaves tire tracks. Leaves a major impression on it that can't be removed. But when it's prepared, nothing else leaves an impression. Don't you like that? Prepare the way of the Lord. He says, make straight a highway. Highway, what's a highway? His ways are higher than our ways. It's not I-75 out there. Make straight a highway in the desert. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill brought low. Valley means people who are humble. People who are humble will be exalted. Every mountain and hill, that's talking about pride, will be brought low. You see that? Every mountain and hill will be brought low. The crooked places will be made straight, and the rough places smooth, for the glory of the Lord will be revealed. What's the word glory? Well, God originated and intended. God is going to show you your life, what he originated and intended your life to be. He's going to reveal it to you in his way, in the way of the Lord. And you're going to show that to other people. Is this making sense? That's what God's doing. That's what he's doing. That's Advent. We're waiting on the Lord. That people ought to see the glory of the Lord on us. And we're in it. You see that? Our response is different. We're not letting the government and all that's going on in the news take our joy. Because the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Amen? So we're going to stay in the way of the Lord. Now look. Give me Proverbs 21:16. A man who wanders from the way, we don't want to wander from the way, right? Of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. I don't want to be dead. How about you? Because the way puts demands on your deficiencies and shows you life, shows you more. I like being around people who show me more in life. You see that? I like to meet new people who show me more. There's more in life. Remember in Proverbs 2:10-11, it says, when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you and deliver you from the evil way. You see that? So we want to keep our understanding. We want to keep growing and keep maturing. Now watch. Give me 21:29, if you would, please. A wicked man hardens his face, but as for the upright, he establishes his way. You see that? With the upright, you're established. Remember, the word established is the same word as prepared. It's fixed. Nothing's going to change it. See that? You can back a Mack truck up on it and it's not going to change it. It's fixed. It's established. Now let's look at this. Give me 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You better make sure they get that word in them. Because somebody told me a statistic, kind of blew me away the other day, about this woke business. Like 80% of America's believing that mess. You better make sure your kids understand that's not his way. You need his way to fulfill your calling to be who God created you to be on this earth.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.